This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
The cooler temperatures seem to be bringing out the better action for squirrel hunters, and dove hunters also finding success yet. And we do have some terrific late summer fishing action at our big core lakes. Hi, I'm Kurt Hicken, and welcome to this week's edition of the WSMI Outdoors program. Well, the cooler weather has indeed improved our squirrel hunting. Hunters are going out now and finding some pretty good success in the morning hours and again in the evening hours. And the dove hunters, though we're not seeing as many limits come in, there's still plenty of doves around, and hunters are finding success there as well. And the local fishing, it's been good. It's been good all summer, and it continues to be good right now. But there's several big events coming up here that folks might want to be involved in. The National Great Rivers Museum will host a special Great Rivers Festival October 12th on the museum grounds. In addition to all other festival activities, Riverlands will be celebrating its 25th anniversary, and National Great Rivers Museum will celebrate 10 years. Admission is free and open to the public. Some of the many activities include a chalk art contest, lock and dam tours, music and food literally on the bank of the Mississippi River, and the entertainment schedule shows Serengeti Steve performing from 1 to 2 p.m. and the Sky West Trio performing live music from 3 to 4 p.m. The World Bird Sanctuary will be on hand from 10 a.m. until 4 p.m. with a display of various live animals, and kids can catch and release a variety of native fish from a portable pond. If you're interested in learning more about this event, give them a call. Call Aaron at 314-541-4569. That's 314-541-4569. Also, the Two Rivers National Wildlife Refuge will host a Biking for Birds, which is a free biking and bird watching event at the Refuge Visitor Center near Brussels on September 28th. Hours for the event are from 10 until 2 p.m. Free use of the youth and adult bikes and helmets will be offered courtesy of the Wildlife Refuge, and attendees are encouraged to explore refuge trails at their own pace. Participants may also bring their own bicycles. A number of trails will be open for the biking during this event, and this includes short and long trails with blacktop and gravel surfaces. Viewing scopes will be set up at designated birding hotspots along the trails, and experienced bird watchers will be available to answer questions. Now, Jerry Knoll, certified cycling savvy instructor and owner of Ferguson's Bike Shop, will present the basics of biking safety at 10 a.m. He'll teach bike handling and demonstrate how to properly use the safety equipment. Park Ranger Courtney Solem will provide a talk on bird watching techniques at 11 a.m. And the special event is planned to celebrate National Public Lands Day in the year of cycling 2013. So the event is open and free to all ages, and registration is not required. For more information here, you can call the Refuge at 618-883-2524. That's 618-883-2524. And keep in mind, archery permits are now available. The resident combination archery deer permits and resident antlerless only archery deer permits, as well as resident archery fall turkey hunting permits, are now available through over-the-counter sales at DNR direct license and permit vendors. In addition, resident and non-resident Illinois youth firearm deer permits are also available over-the-counter from the same locations. The youth deer hunt is now a three-day season. This year anyway, it's October 12th through the 14th during the Columbus Day weekend. You can find out more information about where to get these licenses from and a list of vendors on the DNR website, which is dnr.illinois.gov. Okay, we're going to take a brief break, come back and look at fishing at each of Illinois' three large core lakes right after these messages.
You can hear Auction Time Monday through Saturday mornings at 7:15 and Sunday mornings at 7:05 a.m. on WSMI AM 1540 and WSMI FM 106. Also, you can check out area auctions at our website, www.wsmiradio.com. When you're ready to sell, tell your auctioneer to place your sale on WSMI's Auction Time. Listen for Auction Time every Monday through Saturday at 7:15 a.m. and every Sunday at 7:05 a.m. on WSMI AM and FM, the stations you can count on.
Okay, we're back, and as we mentioned, Core Lake fishing has been great, particularly if you're after crappie. At Lake Shelbyville right now, the Core is now slowing down the flow lake rate, and the lake is now very near summer pool. The crappie bite has really improved. The fish are holding in the same areas day after day, so it's much easier to find these fish. There's been a southwest wind for the most part every day, so spots that get good wind blowing on them have been has a bait pushed up on them, and deep trees trees along the channel banks are producing good catches of fish. Try using both the down trees and the standing timber just as long as they have branches in the 15 to 20 feet range. This seems to be the preferred rate for depth for the crappie since the thermocline is around that same depth. The water temperatures at Shelbyville are running about low 80s, and the water is quite clear, and it's still a good summer pattern. Try using a slip bobber and a minnow rig. But jigs are working pretty well as also. The larger white crappie still want a minnow, but the black crappie will jump on a jig. The jig color seems to be a white or white sparkle on a white jig, about an eighth ounce. Some folks have been white bass fishing, but they're only having limited success. There's just not many people cleaning whites, and it seems like the white bass are just difficult to find. It's the fish are there probably, but they're just not showing up. The bass, largemouth bass, a morning and evening affair. Anglers are finding fairly good success most days, and the catfish bite, superb. So lots of good fishing at Shelbyville. At Carlisle Lake right now, the lake is in good shape. It's down a little bit from normal pool and fairly clear. The catfish bite has been very good. Bank fishermen are using cheese baits, night crawlers, and cut shad. Boaters are doing very well drifting with bait shrimp. The crappie bite, very good here as well. They're being caught anywhere from 16 inches to 4 feet deep, depending on the day. Minnow seems to be the best, but some are also jigging with tube jigs. Try fishing around any submerged structure in the water. And the white bass, they're turned on now at Lake Shelbyville, or at Carlisle. They're getting much better every day. Whites are being taken from the humps and flats, as well as many of the clay banks and points, depending on the time of day. Many anglers are trolling over the humps with crankbaits. Shore fishermen and those using the banks are using inline spinners, such as Panther Martins or Vibrix, coupled with curly tails. In the tail waters right now, the catfish bite is very good. They're quite active since the water's gone down. There's been many, many nice-sized catfish caught in recent days. And the crappie bite rated good. Seen quite a bit of crappie come from the old riverbed. And the white bass bite rated good as well. Anglers are using inline spinners and tube jigs and curly tails tied about a foot and a half above the spinner. So some good fishing to be found there as well. And the crappie bite at Wren Lake also going strong. It's primarily on stake beds and brush piles out on the main lake. A lot of these beds are loaded with fish, and this means you're going to catch a lot of small ones before you catch the good ones, but you will catch some nice ones mixed in. Jigs and minnows seem to be working equally well. If you're looking for some bank fishing action, try catfishing from the shoreline at the Ina Boat Ramp. It's been a hot ticket here. The catfish bite is really good. Some anglers are drifting in the main lake as well and finding very good success. Try fishing the Jackie Branch or Sandusky Branch if there's a west wind, and let it push you east. If you're looking for better action on an east wind, try the Wren Lake Resort or Sailboat Harbor and let it push you west. Shrimp, night crawlers, leeches, cut shad, all working very well. The bass bite at Wren, they're right dead in their summer pattern. They're being caught in shallow bushes and laydowns, about 2 to 4 feet of water, by pitching soft plastics and spinner baits. Black and blue jigs are a good choice. Fish are transitioning to the rocks and being caught on crankbaits. The corners of the Sailboat Harbor Bridge remains a good place to pitch jigs or cast crankbaits. And if you're bluegill fishing, there's plenty of these fish being caught as well. Bluegill are being caught in shallow water along the rocks. Regular old worms are working just about as good as anything. Fishing shallow along the rocks under the Gun Creek Bridge in the Sailboat Harbor has been producing good numbers of fish. So lots of good fishing to be found. And that pretty well wraps things up for this week. Be sure to join us next week the same time. And until then, we wish you all safe hunting and good fishing. I'm Kurt Hicken.